This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Everything's good.
What's going on?
Yeah, I could definitely use your help.
Okay, tell us more.
Well, I want to start by saying I'm not sure like how exciting it is. It's not cheating or anything like that, but definitely an issue that I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, so we do cheating pretty much every week, so that's fine. But go ahead and spill it. What's going on?
Yeah, so I'm engaged. I've been engaged for going on 2 years now, and our wedding is coming up in the spring. Recently, though, there has been some growing underlying attention that I can tell is like happening between my dad and my fiance.
Yeah, that's not good. Like, do they not get along? Is this a protective dad over his little girl thing where, like, no man is good for you, like, good enough for you?
No. Like, it's never really been like that. My dad and my fiance actually get along very well. Like, truly, if my fiance needs help with something, my dad is on his dial kind of thing, you know, like they call each other, they're buddies. I've really lucked out in that situation. You know, they're very similar in everything. Like they like to hang out even, you know, like sometimes I'll be like, where's my fiance? And I'll check his location and he'll be at my dad's, like that sort of thing. Right.
Okay. So, well, if that all checks out, so then what do you feel, what's the issue now? Like, why all of a sudden?
Well, it's not with my fiance, it's with my dad, but I don't think my fiance knows or can really tell.
Okay, so he can't really tell right now, but you're concerned that he might be able to pick up on this.
Yeah, okay, so here it is. So, okay, my fiance went to school with a politician who is running for a local office. Okay. My dad is big into politics, always has been. My fiance put a yard sign in our yard to support his friend. And the other day my dad came over and he saw the sign, and I know for a fact that my dad is not going to vote for this person. My fiance doesn't. My dad made some statements to me about it without my fiance, just like, you know, kind of degrading comments, honestly. Like, does he know about this guy? Like, has he done this research? You know, like, he was perfect until I saw this sign. Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah, politics can really be weird, especially at this time. It can get off bad vibes. Even if the person, like your fiance, it doesn't sound like he meant to do it. He's just supporting his friend, so.
exactly. Yes, yes. And this is the thing. Like, yes, I said my dad was really into politics, but, like, they don't talk about it with each other, you know? Like, but my dad is, I guess, on in this situation, he's, like, really gung-ho for the other candidate.
Okay. So, Tiffany, what do you need from us, honey? What can we do?
Okay. So, I was thinking, what if you guys called my dad and you acted like we were playing a game where if he answered correctly, he could win a prize. And then at the end, he realizes that it's a yard sign. That shouldn't be the reason why he's like giving my fiance grief or giving me grief about the yard sign. I don't know. I want to make him realize like how ridiculous this is so that we can then move on.
I love this idea. This can legit be a statement for how people treat each other just by a yard sign.
Exactly. Like, my dad and I, we're close. He's my person, but I just feel like this is getting really weird, and it's going to continue to do so.
Yeah, we want to put a stop to that for sure. So we're going to go with your angle.
I
do like it a lot. So, Tiffany, just stay on the line. We need your dad's name, number, so just hang tight.
Hello?
Hey, it's this is Don. It's Shaggy from Z104, man. How are you?
Good, but I don't really have a lot of time right now. Can I call you back?
Actually, Don, it won't take that long because we're actually on the air. I have your daughter, Tiffany, on the line, and she's trying to win a prize, okay? And she's on the line right now. You can hear her. She can hear you. You can hear her.
Okay. Well, how can I help? I don't really know what kind of station this is, so I might not be good.
Nope, no worries. Your daughter called us. It's going to be perfect. All you got to do is answer three easy questions. If you get these answers right, your daughter gave us, you're going to win a prize. She's going to win a prize. That simple, okay?
Well, okay. Oh, crap. I'll do my best.
Okay.
Here goes nothing.
All right. Question one. Do you think your daughter is currently happy with the job that she has right now?
Yes, I do. She's always telling me how much she loves her job.
Boom. Answer one is correct. Question two. Do you think your daughter is excited to get married this spring?
Well, that's an easy one. She's been waiting for this day her whole life. I can't wait. I'm going to walk her down the aisle, and I'm just so glad, frankly, that she got rid of her other boyfriend because he was a moron. This one's a good one.
Okay, great. So we're two for two. Almost done. Last question. Okay. Is your daughter's happiness with her fiance more important or less important than religion or politics or your favorite brand of cigar? Because I heard you like smoking cigars.
I do love my cigars. How'd you know that? My daughter tell you that?
Yeah, she actually told us. So is that your answer? Your cigar or your daughter's happiness or religion or politics?
Well, okay, since I'm two for two, hopefully she wins the prize. Obviously, my daughter's happiness means more to me and her mom than religion or politics or any damn cigar. So I'm so happy that my daughter has found the man of her dreams and is about to be married and happy.
Okay, so just to be clear, so not even a political yard sign would change your mind or make this tough on her or you?
Oh, a yard sign. No, absolutely not. Wait, so is my daughter, did she mention to you about our private conversation? Because this seems a little weird to throw that out there.
Well, Don, she did, and she says she feels like this is eventually going to come out in a bad way, and she was slightly nervous that you were going to start treating her fiancé, Liam, a little differently because of the yard sign in her yard.
Well, I have mentioned to her how I feel about that one particular candidate, and Liam is such a great guy. Just wish he would, you know, look into things a little more, but it slightly bothers me. And yes, I have taken maybe some unnecessary jabs. Okay, and maybe that's not fair. I acknowledge that.
You said that your daughter's happiness meant more to you and your wife more than anything above. So therefore, she called us because she was worried that because of this yard sign that you were going to start changing and treating Liam different. But right now you're promised that you're putting all that to the side and treat Liam the way you've been treating him. Because she says y'all hang out. You call him. Like, whenever she doesn't know where he's at, she checks his location. She's hanging with you. So, like, can you say you're still proud of this relationship as before, even though that yard sign is in the yard?
I mean, she has my word. It was just a small trigger, but I'm sorry. I can't believe it upset her that much. And if she's still on the phone, let her know I'm sorry. And she won't hear another peep about that damn sign again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.